The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. Tonight, Star Wars The Last Jedi reveals its trailer on Monday Night Football. And then we have mystery flavor Oreos in the Fat Shack. Also, Tamagotchi is coming back. What you think of that? And also, a video game where you literally play with your food and Szechuan sauce. Where are we going to get that? And also, I got a Reptar bar, which is really cool. And I'm going to show it. And yeah, and it turns your tongue green. It's Boldly Going Nowhere.
The second week in a row, Sean sticks the intro.
All right.
I stick the landing.
Nice. Yeah.
Way to go, buddy. Good.
So, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
Ears,
podcast.
Yeah, podcast, listen. Ears, listen. Anyway, so what the hell are we doing here on a Tuesday night? Well...
Well, they don't know that.
That's fine. Whatever.
It could have been posted Thursday. They don't know.
Yeah, well.
They don't know.
But we are here on the Tuesday night. That is very, very,
yeah,
very
is true.
We're it's here. A very, very special Tuesday night podcast.
Well, the reason why is because we have an interview with a comedian, Darrellyn Kelleher, and she was nice enough to come on the show. We're going to release that interview separately so you guys can enjoy it in full instead of having to wade through this episode. But we've got plenty of good stuff, and that means you should stay and watch it all.
Mm-hmm. And how.
And how. Like, for instance, let's talk Star Wars, Sean, shall we?
We should talk about Star Wars, but first, I gotta pump out the disco music.
Yeah, kick out the jams.
Oh, my tiny little nerdy heart. Ugh, it beats for the Star Wars.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, can I just tell you what happened to me when I first heard this, when this was released?
Tell me what happened.
So, did you use the bleach to clean your stains? From your sheets? I can't talk today. I'm sorry. God damn it.
Words.
Did you sperm the pants?
Did you sperm the pants?
Okay.
Episode title.
Did you sperm the pants? Hashtag The Last Jedi.
No one is as good as talking shittily as me. So I was in the middle of watching Stranger Things on the VR the Samsung VR Netflix.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So I was in the middle of watching that, and in the middle of the display is where the notifications pop up right in the middle of the screen, and then right when Eleven is going into the thing, it she's like, and all of a sudden you see like in the front it says Star Wars trailer. I was just like. What? And it was Zach Patterson in all caps. Star Wars trailer drop. I was just like, holy shit. So I just like ripped off my headphones.
Yep. So for a moment, did you think
he pooped.
I ran outside. He says, yes, yes. And he goes, yes. And there's a presale. There is a presale going on, and you should go buy them now. Buy them now. I was just like, oh, buy them now. Buy them now. And then I was like, went to the Alamo website, obviously glitching out. Because they couldn't handle the traffic.
Of course not.
For all of us Star Wars fans. And then I went to Zach's computer and bought three tickets to the nicest theater that we have in this entire Tri-County area.
I could kiss this man right now.
And
because, it was so... I was not expecting it, but, I just get a text from you, yesterday. It's like, by the way, I got tickets for December 14th. And I'm like, motherfucking midnight release.
I said,
like,
free up your night December 14th. I got Star Wars tickets.
Fuck, man. I don't care if I have a hot date or anything. Nope, fuck that. Star Wars. I don't give a shit. That takes precedence.
That's why I was like, first two people I thought... Aww, for you guys,
dude. So you fucking rock. Thank you. That is.
But you do have to reimburse me 20.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. That do you know how many fucking bro points he earned by doing that shit?
A lot.
That is so fucking.
Special thanks.
Dude.
Special thanks to Zach Patterson, who's also my roommate.
Zach.
Thank you.
Who always is on the line of
the can that has the string across it where the Star Wars is.
Right.
Like, he's always, his ear is always up to that can.
It's like he
and
has
if
some...
If he senses the slightest vibration, he lets me know, and then I can just...
It's almost like as if he has some sort of extra sensory perception, some sort of power... over the universe to know when something is Star Wars related.
It binds us. It penetrates us.
So,
anyway, so
but here's the thing. I think everybody in this group like has something kind of like that, where they've always got like their ear to like the one thing that they obsess about the most.
And then after I bought the tickets,
yeah,
the trailer dropped, and I was just like,
this trailer.
Can we talk about this, please?
Can we watch it again? I want to watch it again.
Oh, my God.
Let's not watch it on... I'm done with watching trailers on YouTube. Because I have to put it in... if it's on YouTube, people are going to be like, oh, yes, let's watch reactions of someone watching the trailer. You can't see the trailer. So you
people watch that shit.
You just get this face. You just get this face like...
Oh, that's funny. Damn,
he should get a million views.
All right, fair enough.
It's kind of like watching someone review food. It's like, what's the point? You're not going to be able to taste it.
I mean that's different though. That's food porn. I don't want to watch the human vape pen Guy Fieri, but and then again, I like what he's eating. He looks like me going. So anyway, food into Star Wars.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Dude. Fuck.
Dude.
Fuck. Fucking fuck. This trailer.
And yet, it still tells us nothing.
Yes. Okay. So can I say something real fast?
Yeah.
So I had told Colin like on Sunday or something, because I remember hearing like through the grapevine that there was going to be another trailer dropping soon. And just the way that trailers work nowadays, I'm sure that, you watching at home know how this shit works. It's like, you'll be really hyped up for a movie and then they'll give away too much. So I explicitly was like, no, I don't want this movie ruined for me. I'm actually going to take a sabbatical. I'm not going to watch this trailer. So then I'm upstairs making mac and cheese or what the fuck ever. And Colin's like, dude, you need to see this trailer. And I'm like, okay, does it spoil anything? And he's like, no. And I was like, are you sure about that? He's like, yeah, I'm totally sure. I was like, all right, I'll take your word for it. It doesn't spoil jack or shit. And I was like, what?
Even Luke himself, Mark Hamill's character, says it's not going to go the way you think.
Oh my!
That is in the trailer as dialogue. I'm just like,
can I say
they
something?
Really, just said that,
Sean.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know what's so exciting about this is. Growing up as Star Wars fans, I grew up a Star Wars fan. You grew up a Star Wars fan, Colin.
Novels, too. Man.
Okay. Watching the movies, especially with like the prequels, you knew where it was going to go. It was going to tie up different things or whatever. This is the first time since I've been alive in my 30 years that we have had new Star Wars where we have no idea what's going to happen. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what it has to have felt like waiting for Empire to come out in 80. This has got to be what it feels like, because I wasn't alive for that.
This is
amazing.
It's a sequel to it's a sequel to kind of a reboot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's still continuing the timelines.
It feels so good.
But it feels so nice. It feels good. And Mark Hamill is returning to the screen for more than a shock and all shot.
Well, I mean, think about it. It's like Han's gone, so Ford's off making Blade Runner 2049, or rather starring in that one. So, if you don't
he's probably going to be starring like Air Force Two or something.
Oh God, please don't let it be called that. If that's actually a thing, please God. Oh, that is
get off my plane, Madea, again.
Madea's Air Force Two.
All right, so
Colin, you've been silent.
Oh God, the problem is that there's just before we were like, we don't know what's happening. We don't know what's going on, and. For those of you who aren't aware, Rian Johnson actually dropped a tweet earlier today.
Yeah.
Because the whole speculation of who is the last Jedi, is it one person? Is it multiple people? Because Jedi is not only a singular, but also a plural,
word. Yeah.
Yeah. So Rian Johnson pretty much, he put that to bed today. He was like, it's Luke. Luke is the last Jedi. It literally said that in the opening sequence of Force Awakens.
Yep.
How did you not?
Yeah.
So
time for the Jedi's to end.
Right. So I guess that leaves a question then. Is now Zach, who is our other resident Star Wars person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Zach has made the, he's made the call that he thinks Rey's going dark side.
I don't know about
that. I don't think Disney has the balls to do that.
Well,
it's not. Well, no, no. And that's the thing. I don't think it's they don't have the balls to do that. I feel like that would be too easy.
Well, let me ask.
Well, and that, and, I mean, they do have the balls to kill off parents, and they do that with a lot of their films.
Sure.
But like in terms of turning dark, that's not really Disney style.
Let me ask you a question. If
could she, be Rian Johnson's style.
If she was to go to the dark side, what? I want personal opinion from both you and Sean. What in that movie would have to transpire for her to go to the dark side and make it believable for you? What would have to transpire in this movie? What events would have to take place to make it go, no, that's justified. She needs to go to the dark side.
I don't know. Cause like,
I have an idea, but
there's a lot of it. There's a lot of ideas to being thrown around.
I mean,
know.
There's a lot of wiggle room right now. So we don't really,
because here's the beauty of it. I don't know. And I like that.
Yeah.
I like that until I see the movie.
There's too many X factors for me to nail down one thing, but I feel like part of it might be, I don't know.
I think there's going to be a point where Luke is going to be in, like, Luke and Kylo Ren are going to be in the same room, space, planet, area, and Rey's also going to be there, and they're going to kind of fight Luke and Kylo Ren.
Oh,
at least
man.
Kylo's going to try to kill Luke, and then Luke is going to be overpowering him, and then, you know, Rey's going to jump in, and then it's going to go from there.
I just want to go on a limb here. I disagree. I feel like what's going to happen is, and you guys can get me on record saying this, and then
okay.
we can see how close I was to the mark when
the
we
Cubs win the World Series.
The Cubbies.
They did.
And they're in postseason.
So, all right. So, I feel like
sports.
What's going to happen is, so Luke's going to train Rey.
Uh-huh.
He's going to put her through the same dream sequence test that Yoda put on him in Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Instead of giving her that test, though, he's going to show her lineage, and it's Luke, and Luke abandoned her.
And so she's all pissed off about that.
Exactly, which turns her to Kylo. And then obviously Luke goes to make things right, fights Kylo, and Kylo's obviously gaining the upper hand because Luke's like 200-something at this point. Not
yeah.
really, but I mean, he's old.
Which yeah, and then Kylo Ren is lighter, more durable, and thinner because of his new carbon fiber.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
It's got carbon fiber.
That looks so
scar.
Fucking cool, by the way.
It yeah. looked cool.
Well,
I'm just, it's carbon fiber.
But yeah,
carbon fiber.
But I want to point out here. So I feel like it's going to happen that Luke's going to fight Kylo.
Right.
Kylo's going to gain the upper hand. And that's the thing. Rey will have gone to Kylo, and then she will have a change of heart and come back in to save Luke.
One of the things, too, you have to understand, like, she's been on a desert fucking planet by herself, making, you know, having to go through this horrible shit pretty much her entire adult life. And if Luke is the one that abandoned her, and Luke went all the way the fuck out in some weird quadrant out in God fucking knows where. And who knows, maybe he
went away like Yoda did.
Maybe he did that because he felt ashamed. Like, he wasn't able to care for her.
Well,
and so
also,
now that she's here, he's so dumbstrounded. He's so, like, you know, dumbfounded because he's like, shit, I have to deal with this now. And then he's going to be guilt-wrecked. He's going to be just racked with guilt because, like, he has to tell her, I abandoned you.
Well, yeah, and also, let's also point out here that Luke said he's only ever seen this kind of proficiency with the Force one other time. And that was from a fucking Skywalker.
Yeah.
Right.
So that should tell you something. That's either putting it down to she's Han and Leia's daughter, or she's Luke's daughter.
Right.
It's one or the other.
So they're cousins.
I really don't think. I don't think her lineage is.
We don't know.
We don't know. But also another thing I want to.
I'm predicting not. But
so you're saying not Skywalker.
I'm saying like, then this would make this entire series about one family and one family.
Which, to be fair, it kind of already has.
True, but it's just like
I agree. It seems like a bit of a cop out, but that's the thing.
I would rather be like a distant relative of someone else, like maybe in Palpatine's lineage.
Well, they were saying that there was the idea that it might have been she might be related to Kenobi.
I don't know about that. Could be the case.
I mean, I honestly, I'm calling it now.
Kenobi,
I'm saying she's
Kenobi didn't shag anyone.
Yeah,
well, who's
we don't know that.
He was a sworn Jedi.
Who's to say that once the Jedi Order disbanded and he was hanging out in Tatooine, it's just like he didn't just abandon his principles to some degree and said, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to get my dick wet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just seen all your friends die. It's like, shit, I might as well. It's like better than just. All right,
so let's get a final ruling on this. Let's
sorry.
Let's...
Only going nowhere, everybody. Yeah. A family podcast.
How do Jedis masturbate anyways?
Very carefully. Without moving their hands, of course.
Use the Force.
I call this one the Kenobi. My bedroom is a wretched hive of scum and villainy. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and say it now. I'm going to say Rey is a Skywalker. Sean has already said Rey is not a Skywalker.
All right.
What about you, Brian?
I got to pick one or the other. You know what? I'm going to bet she's a Skywalker, and the reason being is that it just seems like that's where they're leading up to, but then again, I could be wrong. But my money's going to go on that she's a Skywalker. So, because, I mean, I can imagine her and...
So you're thinking Moore's going to say, Luke is the father.
Luke, you are the father.
Well, think about it.
Oh!
Think about it. They can go back to like, no, I am your father. It's like, they're probably going to...
I hope they don't do that.
They won't.
Cause like it's enough. Like people have you know talked about Force Awakens mirrors New Hope. If this mirrors Empire Strikes Back, like in
people are gonna make those comparisons regardless. Even if it does or doesn't.
Even if it doesn't like match up at all.
Yeah, they'll still make the comparisons. All right, so...
Well, hold on. Can we talk about one other scene in that trailer?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know. It's Star Wars, people. I'm sorry. I just have to say this. If Kylo kills Leia, like they set it up in that trailer, I am going to lose my shit. And I don't mean like I'm going to be angry. You're going to see a 275-pound white dude crying in the theater. Like,
I teared up a little in the trailer.
I'm not going to be able to deal with that.
Kylo's face just going.
You think that was bad? Did you guys see the video of Gary?
Gary.
Her dog.
Oh, God.
There's a video. Gary's watching the trailer. As soon as Leia comes up on screen, he's like.
He sees his mom.
He sees his mother. I'm like, son of a bitch. I was not ready for the feels.
Oh my god.
I know. It's not right.
It's not right.
I don't have a permission slip for this feels trip. Okay? Yeah. I just don't.
Just don't.
Don't
like,
take the dog
I don't know, man.
To see
it's
the
like,
movie.
Like, I
Why
get
would
it.
You show that dog? That...
Like, I get it. I get Kylo Ren killing his dad, but dude, stay the fuck away. Don't even fucking think about killing your mom. Like, no. That is just too fucking far for me.
All right.
Like, I just
well,
can't
the
do
thing it. Is, they have
just,
to tie her up because she's out and she's dead in real life. So
I know.
How are they going to tie that up?
I don't know, but I just...
If memory serves correctly...
It's
going
to happen. I mean, maybe it will, maybe it won't.
That's just
Who knows? Here's the beauty. We don't know.
We don't know. That's literally the...
We're just doing hearsay.
The tagline for this movie should just be like, Star Wars 8, we don't know.
Fair enough. Anyway, so let's move away from Star Wars nostalgia into another kind of nostalgia.
The kind that pisses you the fuck off.
Anybody remember Tamagotchis?
I do.
Yeah. Them little keychain pets Bandai made in the 1990s.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah. Well,
for
you
like
know,
2 seconds.
Oh my gosh. And to hear teachers try to pronounce it, you got so many different variations of Tamagotchi.
He
got Tamagotchis. Hey, kid, don't play with your Tamagotchis.
I've got a piping hot Tamagotchi in my pants, teacher.
So, just so you know,
the Tamagotchis.
So, not only is Nintendo pioneering their line of mini branded nostalgia products, apparently the Commodore 64 is coming out with a mini version later this year, and now Tamagotchis are coming back with the miniaturized version.
By the way, there's no Ultima on that. There's no Ultima games on that Commodore 64. So I'm like, okay, that's a pass fail for me.
We live in the Matrix.
So
everything's repeating itself.
And I should specify that this is not going to be like, you know, one of your modern things. It's not going to have internet connectivity. Yeah. It's literally going to be a version like it was back in the day. No iPhone app, no
really
digital connectivity.
I didn't really have that many fond memories of that.
It was more of a pain in the ass than anything.
I have more fond memories of Pogs than I do Tamagotchis.
Dude.
Pogs.
I had a couple of fucking
you didn't,
containers.
It didn't require electricity. Yeah. It was stupid. I mean to classify as an adult now, if I saw someone playing with that, not knowing what it was,
yeah,
I'd be like, that it looks dumb.
Let me give you a piece of nostalgia that I...
But when I was a kid, they were the greatest.
They were. Let me give
Pogs?
You a piece of
nostalgia. Yes.
Yeah.
Here's a piece of nostalgia that actually, this goes back to PAX West a couple months back when they announced the Super NES Classic. So I used to collect Nintendo Power posters, like out of the magazines when they came out monthly, and they actually released for PAX West like 3 different Nintendo Power posters that you could get and like collect them, and it was Super Mario World, Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past, and then Star Fox 2. And I was like, oh man, someone needs to get me that shit like right now, because that was like one of my favorite things, is just like pull the fucking things out and then like try and hang them up.
Yeah, I'm you know. But in terms of Tamagotchis, I don't really see the need.
Yeah,
I don't see it. I don't see it being a thing.
Here,
yes. I had no clue that fidget spinners would be as popular as they were.
But they're relatively harmless. At least they don't blow up on you like those stupid hoverboard things.
If you would have told me, like, it's got this spinny thing and it goes around and, I don't know, ADD. And
does this honestly just prove how fucking old we are?
If
you spin it around and what's the time of what?
Yeah, we used to play with real toys like Pogs and Tamagotchis.
Yeah, I used to play with the Tamagotchi.
Let me tell you something, Al. I used to have a Gigapet, not a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, it's just
Gigapet.
Yeah.
I remember Gigapets.
Yeah, it was just
Gigapet.
I just say, before the anime even came out, I actually had one of the very first Digimons. Like it was just like that, but like you could fight them, and it was like. Cool.
Is it just me, or is every memory you have of fucking Tamagotchi is you fed it too much and it shit itself to death?
I just didn't feed it enough.
I fed it too much and it literally just crapped itself to death.
I called mine Little Warsaw.
Oh, shit. Wow.
I was a fucked up kid.
Wow. Okay. That is... Moving
did,
hastily.
Did you
on.
Give him striped pajamas?
Shut up. Oh, see.
I didn't feed him. He died.
You are awful.
Oh, God.
That
Anyways.
Is awful.
Sorry.
Well, we can just take the battery out and put it back in. It'll be fine.
Wow. Not cool.
Today, on a relatively dark bully going nowhere.
Let's slide out here.
No. Get back in here.
Anyway, so who liked playing with their food as kids? Well, now you can play as a video game.
Cool.
Look. Sorry, I think I heard through the door you were talking about food.
Oh, this is it's a pork cutlet bowl.
Cool. Yeah, look.
Oh my, you can play with your food?
You can literally play with your food.
Oh my gosh. I want to play with the food.
I just want to put my fingies. I just want to put my fingies in that milkshake, in that bubble tea.
Not now, so, not ever.
So what,
am I thinking
so what is this? Can you explain me why
called,
I'm watching animated
it's,
fruit?
It's called fruit. Noir, N-O-U-R, and what it basically is, you play it with a MIDI fighter, and basically you're literally just fucking with your food.
See? Interesting. I've I've always wanted one of those, but to like mix like samples and stuff like for music.
But honestly, I can see the appeal in a game like this if it's only just to relieve stress.
Ah, boba tea. Decorate. Aw, oh, man. That reminds me, we need to go to H Mart this weekend. Oh, get some freaking ramen.
I never had any.
Yo, this weekend, are you free?
Can you buy mine?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's only like $10 a bowl.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no look.
Oh, yes.
All right, can we stop the music?
Yeah, I'm sorry. But
it's like that jazz band that I fucking saw in New York.
Because if we're looking at this, we got.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So you get to play with your food.
You want to play with that ramen bowl?
You want to play with that ramen bowl?
Let me tell you something about that Mugu Gai Pan, baby.
That Mugu Gai Pan.
I mean, this seems like more the game you want to play in virtual reality.
Absolutely.
You know, with the controllers, and maybe they might have some functionality for that at a later time. I'm just saying.
We are VR.
I just.
Virtual reality.
Virtual reality.
I'm just saying. I would totally. This is on Kickstarter right now. I would totally play this game.
Oh, yeah, totally. I love, it looks like it was made. Let me ask you a question. Was this made in Japan? Because a lot of these foods look Japanese, like boba tea and ramen and shit like that. Because boba tea is definitely an Asian thing.
Very.
Yeah. And look, there's tofu and shit. Okay.
Let's see here.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently. I don't think this is made by a foreign company. I think this is made in the States. Okay. But it's appealing to that culture because you know otaku culture is still huge in this country.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
But here's what we're going to have.
I honestly don't think it's going to go away personally.
That's okay. I kind of live with that. But here you can get bento boxes, sushi, dog food.
No. Sorry.
Avocado toast. Boneless pizza.
Boneless pizza, yes.
Boneless.
Boneless pizza. Oh, y'all don't know.
What's boneless pizza?
Oh, y'all don't know what boneless pizza is?
No.
Oh, my God. I know a meme that you don't know.
I'm sure you know 10,000 memes we don't know.
They're also going to have Dagnets.
Magfests. They're going to have Magfests.
They're going to have Dagnets.
Oh, nice. They're going to have a little Tim Bitchens?
Yeah.
Magfest.
Tim Bitchens.
That's what's up.
So.
For those who are not initiated.
So hey, if you
moving
wanna,
on,
and hey, if you want to play with your food, now you know how, and not make a mess.
And knowing is half the battle.
Speaking of making a mess,
moving on.
Speaking of making a mess, Szechuan sauce. Am I right?
Oh,
am I right, lads?
Oh, I'm
okay. So
I love this. McDonald's is playing a dangerous game.
Yeah. I'm just, it's hilarious because as soon as that joke was made on Rick and Morty season 3,
yeah,
everybody was like, when the fuck are we getting Szechuan sauce? I'm guilty of it myself. I literally, the next time I went to a McDonald's, I was like, hey, can I get Szechuan sauce? And they were like, you want sweet and sour sauce? I'm like, no, I want Szechuan sauce.
No, I don't think you heard me, my good man.
It's like, well, you don't have that. I'm like, okay. But so the problem is, so McDonald's, in an effort to, you know, sort of get their buttermilk crispy chicken tenders, you know, get those sales going. They were like, oh, we're introducing all these new sauces. And guess what, kids? For one day only, and for only so many locations, we're bringing back Szechuan sauce. Yes, we heard you. You wanted it. We're bringing it back, right?
We're a little bit deep, dude. We have the sauce. It's like
while supplies last.
And yeah, and people lost their fucking minds.
That is
legit.
That is putting it lightly.
Okay, so but let me tell you where this went wrong. See, about 3 days before that stuff went live, which I think was what, October 7th? I think that was the day it happened. Roughly around that date.
Yes, I believe so.
So I went online to see where we might be able to find some. I figured, hey, might be a funny bit to put on the show.
I think Zach actually wanted to go get some, I was busy, unfortunately. But
so I looked at all of the available cities in Maryland that were serving it. None of them are in Frederick. In fact, most of them are in Baltimore County.
Which, to be fair, there's really not jack or shit in Frederick, but that's beside the point.
Frederick's the second largest city in the state of Maryland.
Brian, I know.
Only behind Baltimore, which, no offense, if you're going to dump your entire supply for a state in one city.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked.
Well,
how many locations? I mean, there are at least a couple thousand McDonald's locations in the state of Maryland. You're going to tell me that you're only going to dump them in 12?
Can I tell you
12 locations, period?
In Maryland.
Can I tell you
in Maryland? In Maryland alone. They apparently released them countrywide, but see,
franchisees don't get to it, right?
Well, apparently I was told earlier today that it was they got sent to stores that were failing in their areas. I guess is a way to generate business.
Yeah,
but,
boost up them numbers.
But still, that's kind of bullshit. So we have to go to a subpar McDonald's to go get our fucking Szechuan sauce.
Go to subpar McDonald's with subpar employees and.
Oh yeah, definitely subpar employees. Because guess what happened? Half of the. So the problem is A, McDonald's didn't make anywhere near enough. Most stores that got it only got like 20 sachets of them. So 20 little packs of Szechuan sauce.
That's it?
That's it.
That's not enough.
No. And here's the thing. Only some of those stores actually sold them. Some of them, the employees just fucking took it and sold it on eBay for like a fucking profit.
That's not... No, yeah, I don't blame them. I wouldn't same thing.
But of course, but here's the thing. Have you ever seen the Rick and Morty fan base? Holy shit.
It's huge. I know.
It's huge.
Because every time we go to a con, there's always someone dressed up as Rick or Morty, or both.
Typically Rick, but yeah.
Typically Rick, but there's always a Rick. Every freaking con we go to, there's always at least one, if not an awesome con. Take your pick.
It's
almost like you're going to find one in every room, one near every panel.
Wait, hold on. There's a video?
No, there's
There's the text. There's tweets and there's video.
Let's go to the
video.
Footage.
Apparently in San Jose, California.
Holy shit!
Yeah. So. Yeah, but look. Yeah, but I mean.
Oh my god! That is so
depressing.
Like, look, and here's the problem.
You
look at this scene, you just hear like a whole group of people screaming, give us sauce, right? But if you look at the video, it's all a bunch of pissy, gangly 20-somethings screaming that they want their fucking Szechuan sauce. And then at the end of the video, it pans to the fucking poor McDonald's crew who are working for like maybe $7.25 an hour having to endure this bullshit.
I mean,
it is the saddest thing I have ever seen in my life.
It's all a bunch of tweens.
Yeah, I know. And that's the biggest problem is like this is what happens when you have a rabid fan base and you fucking commercialize a product which was only meant as a one-note joke. And
you're playing with fire.
I mean, look, here's the
thing. It should be a permanent addition.
Yeah, and McDonald's, McDonald's needs to wisen the fuck up. Either don't offer it or fucking make it permanent.
Yeah.
If you fucking take it away, they will blow up again.
Yep.
And it will not look good for you.
But no one freaks out of the prime rib. I mean, not the prime rib, but the McRib.
Did they ever mention the McRib?
Far from prime rib.
Did they mention the McRib on Rick and Morty? If they had done that, that would have happened.
I mean, but everyone knows the McRib is only seasonal.
Yeah.
And they only do it every once in a while.
To be fair, just as a side note, when's the last time that the McRib was even out?
2-3 years ago?
I can't even fucking remember. Yeah.
Like a year or two ago.
Also, if this is the case and this is how you bring back something, then they need to put Crystal Pepsi on Rick and Morty like now. Because I need me some Crystal Pepsi.
So did McDonald's...
But yeah.
McDonald's looked like it.
Oh yeah, McDonald's issued a statement saying yes.
I did like the way this was structured. Full screen.
Let's read the note.
I loved the way that they situated this picture. This picture is amazing.
To our customers and Szechuan sauce.
All right, did you need any background music for this?
No, if you put on the Asian music.
No. I'm talking about country.
Nah. Put on, if you want to put, tell you what, why don't you put on Barry?
No,
Barry? Yeah. Okay, let's do Barry. All right, three.
Okay.
All right, I'll do it in Barry voice.
All right, here we go. Right. Three.
Hey, baby, to all our customers and Szechuan sauce lovers, yesterday we were truly humbled by the amazing curiosity, passion, and energy this community showed to welcome back Szechuan sauce. Even if just for one day, thank you a million times over. Between the costumes, the memes, and the cross-state travel, you, the fans, showed us what you've got. and our super limited batch, though well-intentioned, clearly wasn't near enough to meet that demand. Not cool. Air quotes this shit. We agree, so we gon' make this right. In the last 24 hours, we've worked to open any portal necessary, and it worked. Szechuan sauce is coming back once again this winter, baby. And it's gonna be a one-day, instead of being only a one-day event and limited to select restaurants, we're bringing more, a lot more, so that any fan who's willing to do whatever it takes for that Szechuan sauce will only have to ask for it at a nearby McDonald's. We want to make this right. You're some of the best fans in this or any dimension, and we plan on delivering that promise as soon as possible. Stay tuned, your friends at McDonald's.
Fucking what a load of bullshit.
McDonald, hold on.
I muted it for the... Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's just...
McDonald's, you whore. You whore!
I mean, you know what,
you
honestly...
Filthy fucking whore.
Here's the thing. I actually don't put this on McDonald's.
No, it's...
Because McDonald's is a fucking corporation. Honestly, anybody who didn't see this bullshit coming a mile away, you fucking are gotten duped on your own.
They were kind of put in a shitty position, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it was people were losing their goddamn minds, and they were like, look, we don't have it anymore, and they were like, fucking make it. And they were like, all right, fine, we'll make it. Well, we only have so much we can make, but we'll give it away. And they did.
Give it away.
And
now.
It wasn't enough. And of course, fucking entitled little tweens didn't get their fucking way.
You know, I think they should do this. You know, you can get the Szechuan shots with the purchase of blank and then do a little upcharge. That's what I would have done.
See, that would have made more sense.
As a businessman, I would have done that. That way, you're not just getting kids coming up like Szechuan sauce. Like, you have to buy a thing.
Right. Now, to be fair,
buy some goddamn buttermilk.
Bring that absurd fan base here, and let's take their money.
I'll buy the sauce, kind of like how Colin buys Zaxby sauce. You know what I mean? I'll pay the money for it, and you know, put it in the fridge.
McDonald's, if you're listening, but, if you think that sauce is not important, or you think it's just a couple of crazy fan bases, please send about 50% of that revenue down here.
Yeah,
to Castaway
now,
Studios.
God knows we get into now.
charge 50 cents a thing.
How weird is it, by the way, that this was something that came out once in like 99 for Mulan, and now it has this kind of. Like, with just putting it in an episode, it's got this kind of fucking, legendary status to it now.
Which
it's
is fun-
so
which
weird.
Is, which is funny, because fucking Harmon and...
I love Dan Harmon.
Harmon and Roiland want nothing to fucking do with this.
It's like, get me away from McDonald's.
They're like, look, fucking... Dan Harmon literally said it was just a fucking joke, because Justin and Roiland love that sauce so goddamn much.
Yeah.
They're like, that's why the fucking joke came around.
I have to think... Dan Harmon right now, when he sees this news, he has to think, so this is what it feels like to be a god. To have this kind of influence on somebody.
I made them fight over sauce.
I made them fight over sauce. I am so fucking powerful.
Good. All right.
So, are we going to move on?
Yes. Yeah. Sean, you got a Reptar bar, huh?
I did. And it's right here, and I'll put it nice and big in the camera here.
Reptar!
So this is Reptar Bar, and this is the Rugrats edition there.
I honestly didn't even hear about this until, today.
So, isn't that nice? That's great. So, I'm going to...
Oh, shit, that's
awesome. We're gonna taste it on air.
Oh, nice.
So, I'm going to open up the packaging while you get everything ready over there. So let me just take off its clothes here.
Wait, hang on. Pause that.
Oh, boy. I completely forgot. Yeah, there's a Reptar bar in the show.
Mark Mothersbaugh, I love you.
Devo.
Keeping this.
I used to love this show growing up, man.
Yep. And it's in this green bar.
Oh, cool.
So we're all going to taste it on...
Sweet.
On air. All
right, so
this one's the Brian. All
right.
This is yours.
Thank you.
3, 2, 1,
clean.
Eat.
Yum.
Ha! Green tongue.
Oh, really?
That is fucking awesome.
Yep, green tongue.
Ah.
Green tongue.
Yay.
That was fun. As those of us listening who didn't know what the fuck happened during their commute while listening to Boldly Going Nowhere, or wherever you were.
What's happening is that we're eating a reptar bar.
We're eating a reptar bar.
And this is the ASMR podcast. I'm going to use the brushes.
I'm going to just brush your ear.
It's going to snap.
Yeah, no, reptar bar is actually not bad. And again,
it's pretty good.
Green tongue.
I like it.
Green tongue, just like the old days.
Hashtag green tongue.
Oh, by the way, on a side real fast, I actually did some voice work for a ASMR artist that I actually watch, like, quite frankly, recently, so.
Yay.
I was like, yay, cool. Like, nice. Get to be a part of a video. So, yay. Anyways. So.
Anyway.
It's so interesting.
No, stop. Stop. Okay, that's. Ugh.
Can you feel the tingles, Colin?
Gross.
Someone just threw up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I just threw up in my mouth a bit. Anyway, so honestly, we only really had one other topic I wanted to discuss, and that was the fucking Blade Runner 2049 got released.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it did.
And apparently it didn't do well at the box office, which
It did okay, but it wasn't a smash hit.
Like, everybody was expecting this to do a couple hundred million at the box office in its first week, and I think it only did, like, what, 49 million?
Well, they went a gangbusters in advertising. They threw out a thing for Oculus Sam Cooking VR. Now, they threw out, like, a really cool thing, which you should experience. Right. Well, I think you did experience it, Colin.
Yeah. And I didn't throw up.
Which was really surprising, because I was expecting him. I had the bag ready.
Aw, like tears in rain.
Like tears in the rain.
Like tears in rain.
Time to die.
You know what? I mean, this might be this. They're saying it's going to misfire, but here's the thing: I'm going to see it this weekend. So,
I mean, I'm not. I'm not saying it's going to tank. I might not make its money back.
I absolutely plan on seeing it this weekend.
All right. So I'm sorry. Its total gross worldwide right now is at $87,128,561.
Right. And,
click the summary.
Where do you?
Summary. Okay.
Summary.
I mean, you know what?
Movie details.
Right now is not the best time for movies.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Holy crap. Wow.
They're losing money.
Wow.
The production budget was $185 million.
So what, you multiply that by two and for its marketing budget.
Oh, man.
That's the production budget.
Oh, is that including the marketing?
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's only been out for like what, a week?
Fair enough.
Maybe.
I mean,
two.
I want this movie to make its money back. I mean, here's the thing: worldwide box office, they just need to make another.
I'm sorry,
like
opening weekend is a really tell of some movies sometimes. But here's the thing: aftermarket, it could do great.
It could do gangbusters in China or Japan.
It could,
you know.
I mean, international hasn't really been tallied that, right. all that much.
I mean, it looks like, yeah, the international, they've brought in like 50 million, but at the same time,
I bet you Japan will go nuts for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They'll go fucking apeshit for this. But, like, the thing, I don't know. It just...
Especially because the anime was really good.
Now, I was actually reading something on Cracked. On Cracked. And it was an article, it was an opinion piece on how Blade Runner tanking, which I honestly don't consider this tanking necessarily, because, you know, we still have to factor in later on box office. But someone was like, well, because this movie is kind of tanking, just like the first time that this movie came out, like the first time that Blade Runner came out, it actually kind of saves the franchise from being, you know, forced into like, all right, well, now we need to ramp up production on like sequel after sequel after sequel, and now we need a TV show and a breakfast cereal and a fucking lunchbox and toys and shit like that. It's like, no, it can remain its own thing, and it can be that art house thing that, you know, film nerds just fucking splooge over themselves over. which is fine. I'm fine with that. You know, I'm fine if
so
we.
So you're saying it's probably better off and it'll probably attain cult status.
Right.
I think that would be better for it than, say, if it was making like buku dollars.
Right. And here's the thing. I keep hearing really good fucking reviews for this movie, too. So that's the thing is like, I don't know. Maybe it's only meant for certain kind of movie fans. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I hope it's good. I really do.
So is that pretty much it?
But yeah,
I think it is. I think
we can start going to plugs here. I'll start. You can find me at Sean O. Holmes on Twitter, even though I rarely go there. Probably best to hit me up on Facebook. And then go to castwaystudios.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. Also, Prime Directive is now on iTunes and Google Play. Subscribe to that shit. Tell your friends.
Get some.
Get some Trek. Catch up on all the first season. And check out the Wharf of Wall Street on Castwave Studios page.
Trek yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah. Also check out Unnecessary Roughness if you're into football. Me and Matt Gilligan. Again, it's on YouTube. So just subscribe there. Subscribe to our channel at Castaway Studios. YouTube.com/Castaway Studios. Brian Massey.
Yes.
All right.
Brian Massey.
Oh, yes. Hi. I'm so tired. You can check me out on Twitter at twitter.com/bmassey1987. You can also find me as the co-host to Sean Holmes' Star Trek podcast once again, Prime Directive. That's going to be starting here up in fall real fast.
Subscribe
to that. And then what you can also do is you can check out my podcast, which actually just wrapped last month, Batcast 66. Are you into crazy 60s hijinks and bright, vibrant colors and Adam West as Batman? Then check out Batcast 66.
Yeah. And I co-host. Thing.
Yes, you did.
And he gets to drive the Batmobile, operate everything that I'm here operating.
Yeah, which, you know, at first I was afraid, I was petrified. But
kept the eye campaign to think I could
do that
myself.
But, no,
I will survive!
but yeah, no, I loved it, and stay tuned, because season 2's coming in next summer.
Colin.
Well, you can find me at Castwave Studios. That's twitter.com/CastWaveStudios. Also, I want to send a shout out once again to Darilyn Kelleher for letting us interview her. Yay. Yeah, we're going to put that interview up in concurrence with this episode on YouTube. If you're interested in her comedy, please be advised. You can go to youtube.com/Darilyn Kelleher, or you can follow her on Twitter at @dkizzle. Yeah, that's all I got. So Sean, until next time. Wait, I'm sorry. Did you do yours?
Yeah, I did mine first, then Brian, then you.
Okay. So until next time, yeah. I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Brian Massey.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And you're boldly going nowhere. Sean, hit me with the outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.